Okay, everyone, good morning. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. As you guys are probably aware, we've certainly expected these markets to move in a certain direction over the course of this week. And most of the price action up till last night was diametrically opposed to our narrative and our view. But what we've seen since last night, we had some FOMC members, again, reiterating the common sense position that the Fed may not be able to cut like the expectation. We've gone from six cuts per, for the year in 2024 down to three. That could very, very easily be two. It could even be less. We could find ourselves in a situation where, 5.5% might not actually be enough to bring inflation back to target. So there was a bit of a realization last night. We anticipated that realization would kick in perhaps the day before with Jerome Powell. We didn't hear all that sort of dovish sentiment that the market was really focused on. So sometimes these markets can behave in quite an irrational kind of fashion, which obviously makes it difficult, especially when we're looking to trade the market fundamentals, the sentiment behind driving prices, and also the technical charts. And sometimes when that doesn't really stack up, what we're not willing to do is to be jumping into these markets to the upside when our bias is actually to the downside. So last night we had a bit of a reversal. We've now had prices just sort of sit within a very specific range, and that's likely to present some really good opportunities for us. So let's explain this in a little bit more detail very shortly. Please see a risk warning currently up on screen, and just broadly be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. So all profitable traders need to determine which markets to trade. It's an important feature of anyone's trading strategy. Are you, in inverted commas, are you trading the right markets? Are you trading almost the wrong markets? And that's been quite challenging, really, over the last couple of months as well. But then once you've decided which markets to trade, then you need to consider entries and exits. How and what reasons do you need to get into markets? We were trying to explain yesterday all the reasons and the problems with having a market which is doing the opposite of your expectations. What it means is we can't be that active. We don't really have the conditions that fit and suit our understanding. So when you have situations like that, you can reduce trade frequency. You can, and this all fits in with the risk management side of things. You can take less trades so you're not over trading. You can reduce down your size so you're not oversizing. You're not, and then this fits in with your ability to manage the trade and also the psychology, that you're not recklessly chasing any losses that you might have accumulated over the last few weeks. That's a really dangerous environment, because when we lose relatively small amounts. So we've got a really strong, tight control over our exposure, especially in these markets. And that's really quite important. And the trend psychology of these markets are really quite important. These are perfect conditions for market makers. They can drive prices higher, drive prices lower, because there's a high degree of uncertainty in these markets. These types of markets are not perfect conditions for us and the way that we trade, but they are conditions that we have to navigate every now and then, and we clearly seem to be in that kind of phase and narrative now as we speak. So we adjust these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach. We're not throwing our trading strategy out of the window just purely because these market conditions aren't really conducive to prices are not moving in the direction which we would expect them to move. And that's the market's prerogative versus what our prerogative is. Accuracy with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well, because it is a really challenging environment right now, and it has been for at least a couple of months. So let's go through this data then. On Wednesday, just to touch base, we had ADP, private sector, non-farm payroll numbers coming in, much higher than expected. ISM, we're still seeing expansion, but we're not expanding as significantly as we would have anticipated. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, we pretty much thought that he was more so on the data dependency side of the argument, which we expect to be a little bit more on the hawkish side. The markets reacted in completely the opposite fashion, and they acted in a bit more of a dovish fashion. That trade didn't make any sense to us. It wasn't like we were trying to now all of a sudden start buying the equity markets, even though price action was suggesting there was a buy trade, and I suppose there is technically, but when the trade doesn't stack up to any significant extent with fundamentals and what we're seeing and hearing, you know, it creates an uncomfortable dynamic. Swiss inflation month on month is flat. We were expecting a positive number and coming in pretty flat, so they're still seeing that lowering inflation dynamic. So unemployment claims yesterday coming in just a little bit above, 8,000 jobs, just above what was expected. So a little bit of an uptick there, but we got a sizable uptick in ADP numbers, expecting 148,000 jobs to be added. We saw 184, so that's really quite positive. But we're also seeing a bit of softening in the unemployment claims. So this is the event last night. We had a few of these FOMC members talking to the markets, basically kind of saying, look, if everything's so great, why do we need to actually even cut rates in the first place? And that's always consistently been our positioning. Why did the Fed need to cut? If they're cutting because inflation's back to 2%, then that's one thing. But that's not the reality. We've got sticky inflation, especially on the core services and core inflation side of things. So that's really keeping interest rates from coming back to type. And when they do, and the Fed start to cut rates, all of a sudden you've got this environment which has the potential to be really quite inflationary. You've got low unemployment, you've got high wage, you've got trade tariffs with China and difficulties in China in its own right. And that's only going to evolve and put a bit more strain on the system, ultimately leading to increased prices. Then you've got conflict in the Middle East, you've got war in Ukraine, all pressure, they're all sort of pressure-filled dynamics, which is not really bearing out in the goods inflation just yet, but it may very well do over the course of this year. Plus, you've got energy prices and commodity prices rallying as well. So this is all inflationary. This is some of this stuff the Fed are not really, they don't seem to be that interested in talking about to any great extent. All they seem to want to do is pat themselves on the back in terms of saying how well we've done, and how inflation is likely to be back at 2% and we'll start cutting rates and everything's good. I think we all see, and we could all see for ourselves, that that's not really the reality. There's a couple of other little dynamics of important moves elsewhere. US non-farm payroll numbers this afternoon, really, really important news event. Again, will it confirm strong employment in the US? We think it's probably likely. The unemployment rate is likely to stay at 3.9, and average hourly earnings is slightly to show further growth with earnings. So people's earnings are increasing, and the non-farm payroll number seems to be really quite strong. So we're expecting another significant jobs number. Will we get revisions from previous figures? We will, and we'll see how that fits into the narrative. There was one more thing. Yeah. So with all this in mind, we eventually had these markets now beginning to move in line with our expectations. So the question is, what was our expectation? Well, it was a realization that the Fed were unlikely to, we think three rate cuts this year is a bit ambitious. We might not have the dynamic for that type of trade. And if you look at the elevated nature of this market, and from just a purely a technical perspective, oops, let's get up our pen. So we're beginning to see that breakout of those lows, and that's really quite important. Sorry, let me just get up our. So we've got a couple of interesting little trades to focus on today as a result. So you can see the little bounce already during the Asian session. So we'll just put. We're putting this level through in here. We've also got a little bit more of a linear move. What these levels suggest, we've got really, really tightening. Got a tight range in these markets. And you can see it's been narrowing and getting tighter and tighter and tighter. We still are rallying to the upside. Now, we've already tried to trade. Obviously, we got stopped out of this S&P trade yesterday because of this volatility spike, which when we know these markets can rally to all-time highs very, very quickly. But we're correct in our, I suppose, in what our expectations are. It's just the price action has been really quite cruel, especially up at these highs. And we know, so not only from a fundamental perspective do we think the markets are kind of getting the Fed dynamic wrong. I must admit, pretty much encouraged by Jerome Powell. He seems to be creating this environment himself. Other central bankers are saying, right, well, you know, we might be struggling to cut rates. That's what we're on that side of the fence a little bit more. And if we can capitalize on a bit of a rollover to the downside, we'd like to do that. So yesterday, I mean, don't really get much opportunity to get into this. You're grinding higher and then you just sort of pull back. And then last night, you know, we saw a 3 hour, well, it was less than that. It's probably 2.5 hour, you know, very, very strong pullback. So now what we have, and if we look at this on a on the hourly time frame, our bias is to the downside, and we have now a floor and ceiling down at these lower levels. So if we can pull back into this level in here, we'd be looking to take that sell trade to the downside. So just to confirm, we've made some progress last night as a late day move. We've done really very little. And at one point, we're going to look to sell the US indices. We've tried this trade a few times. We're not necessarily wrong with our analysis and our understanding. We are kind of at the disposal of those market makers driving prices in a kind of an incoherent fashion to shake people out of those trades. And we're getting that potential breakout as well in the NASDAQ. So very simply, we've got, we're looking for a sell trade in the equities. And we can rally these markets. They can rally higher at some point around resistance. We'll be looking to see if we can get a sell trade off. Also, it's important to note, look what happened with NVIDIA yesterday. These tech stocks are beginning to struggle, it seems. And we saw some significant selling yesterday. We didn't really technically break out to the downside, but we're really not too far away. We've got that 840 level. So we're only nearly $20 away from breaking out to the downside. And could we see that today with non-farm payroll numbers? We'd certainly be watching carefully. So what is creating that dynamic? Are these equity markets selling off because the AI rally is running out of a bit of energy and NVIDIA is rolling over to the downside? It seems that that's the case. That's the micro sort of having a bigger influence over the macro. We normally expect market conditions to do the opposite of that. We expect the macro to have a much more profound impact over the micro, but it doesn't seem to be the case. So it's an interesting observation. So equities, let's have a quick look at the others. So equities, certainly going to see if we can get further rollover to the downside. So really quite cruel price action, but our bias has been correct. We're expecting a bit of weakness, and we're beginning to see that weakness creep in. Eventually, we've made it down with the NASDAQ. We were selling this market as well. And we've had that strong rollover into now support. So now it's got some important decisions to make. So equities lower, it seems. And this non-farm payroll number could be the final nail in the coffin, potentially. So we'll keep an eye out. Crude oil is still making progress to the upside. So we're actually breaking out above this level. This is obviously inflationary in nature. Again, it's adding to that upside inflation narrative rather than the downside. We had OPEC on Wednesday. We got tensions in the Middle East continuing, 62.72. So 86.72 for crude oil. We've got US indices higher. Gold, we're really focusing a little bit more on the dollar. So this is where we can get. We're in this little sideways pattern. We had an outsized pullback in the euro dollar. We had a three-day rally, really, for no real reason apart from kind of price manipulation, in our opinion. And now we've got the potential for this rollover. So strong rejection yesterday with the indices rolling over to the downside. And our expectation is to get further momentum. So potentially a decent trade. And if we can get below the 50 and 200 period moving average on the daily. So 108.22 would be another decent potential sell trade for the euro dollar pound. And we've got a nice little pullback in here. We're expecting some pound strength. 126, sorry, some pound weakness. 126.34. So we actually have some decent opportunities today, or certainly some opportunities we would like to exploit. The yen, again, we were selling the yen. We just had Wednesday's outsized, very large market manipulation driving prices higher for no real reason whatsoever. In our opinion, it's just excessive volatility, clearing out the market, taking out people's stops, and then turning around and looking really quite negative. So we can be a little bit patient with some of the yen pairs. Our bias is still to the upside with the dollar strength today. Potentially, we'd expect further upside for the dollar Swiss. Again, we're getting some strange interactions between the euro and the Swiss franc. We closed in quite a risk-off fashion, and the dollar Swiss sort of ended quite risk-on. So we're getting this upside-down narrative play out, even amongst some of the dollar plays. Dollar CAD bouncing back off yesterday's lows. Same situation. I mean, it's kind of threading a needle territory, but we said yesterday if we rallied up to these levels and we start to roll back over to the downside, that trade would be worth looking at. It's pulled back into resistance. We're looking for that next leg lower. So we'll have a look. We'll have a continue to have a look at crude oil. So the 60.02. And that is the New Zealand dollar. All right. So look, we've got a few specific trades to focus our attention on today. We've had a kind of a horrible dynamic all week. Nothing significant for us to really get into. So we're just expecting a really strong non-farm payroll number today. So now we've got risk off. You can see how this is kind of shifted. Yesterday we were looking to keep our options open because nothing really made that much sense. We're looking to see if we can capitalize on this global indice weakness. Euro dollar. We're looking to sell below, what's the price? 108.22. We've now got pound dollar looking to sell below the 126.34. We've also got in here the New Zealand dollar. So we're waiting for the trades that kind of make a bit more sense to us. New Zealand dollar, yeah, 60.02 level. And then we've also got crude oil. Looking to buy above yesterday's high, 86.72. So we've got a few green lights really for this to actually, for oil prices to continue higher. Okay. Non-farm payroll numbers. Okay, so this is our trade plan. We've got a bit of a risk-off narrative that we're looking to see if we can try to exploit. So we're looking for global indices to actually, they're bouncing. There's a little bit of a dead cat bounce. We're looking for that to actually roll over. So technically, there's some decent trades there. When people run for the exit, they run for the exits. You know, the moves can occur pretty quickly, as we saw from last night's move. If that occurred during the day, I would like to think we'd be all, you know, in it completely. But we're looking to get a little bit of a bounce off today's prices and then see that price action start to roll over. So we're looking for the euro dollar to sell below the 108.22, the pound dollar to sell below the 126.34. The New Zealand dollar to sell below the 60.02 or the 60.100 level, and crude oil looking to buy above 86.72. So do be mindful today, we can expect significant volatility around US non-farm payroll numbers. So keep that in mind. Right, I'm just going to post this into the chat box, guys, and we'll wrap it up there. We'll switch rooms to our live trade room as well now in just a second. So we're delighted to say we've got some, I suppose, productive conditions in which we can work in. I think for the first time this week, I don't think we've really had much to get to grips with this week, which is shocking, really, but it is what it is. And we want to focus on our next round of potential high probability trades. So a little bit more positive. Hopefully we'll have a strong finish to the week, but we'll wait and see as always. Colin, okay, great stuff. Yeah, you won't be able to join us this afternoon. No, that's absolutely fine. Yeah, good luck with your appointment. And we're going to switch rooms now to the mentorship room for the European training session. So if you want to join us for that, we'll see you in there in just a few seconds. But yeah, looking and sounding a little bit more sort of positive in terms of high probability trades, which is really what we're here for. Okay, so two major market narratives. We're certainly in the slightly more hawkish Fed camp than perhaps the markets have been up till now. Last night was a very important sort of market reaction. Will we get follow through today? We anticipate we probably will. We just have to wait and let the markets decide what it does. All right. Okay, on that note, guys, thanks so much for joining us. As always, we look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website, starting from just $59 per calendar month. So for more information, just go to thelivetrader.com and we'll speak to you then. Great stuff. Thanks, guys. On that note, do take care. We'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.